Good morning. It's 8:09 a.m. on September the 15th, Saturday morning. I'm just got back from taking elder daughter to her band rehearsal, her band practice. Getting the walk in before I go back into the house to grab my breakfast. And then I'm probably going to have to do something rash, like mow a lawn or something. It's a chilly morning. According to the wire here, it says 39 degrees. I can't imagine that it's really that cold. I suppose it could be, but it doesn't feel it. It feels more like low 50s instead of low 40s. So, who knows? I didn't check the thermometer before I left the house. I just put her in the car half hour ago, and we went over and dropped her off and came back and started the walking. So, yeah. I don't have a lot to talk about today. I was trying to think of what I might want to talk about. And honestly, it's not a lot. I made some progress yesterday. I felt good about the progress that I made. It wasn't nearly enough, but it was something. I still have to wrestle that calendar into submission, although I have a good plan for how I'm going to do schedule and actual on a single sheet. So we'll see how that works out. I've got a bunch of stuff now that's going on next week between the high school kids on Thursday. I'm also going to do a guest spot with some middle school kids on Tuesday. Wednesday is going to be taken up by dentist. Monday's always a fractured day, so I'm not looking for too much out of that. So this coming week is going to be busy. I've got Dave Robinson and his wife Terry coming to town. They're going to visit with Ryan and I. They're actually in Denver this weekend at a wedding, and going to stay over an extra day or two and get some sightseeing and visiting in while they're here. Tuesday night is a book club. Been invited to speak, to put in a presence. I don't know if speak is the right word. To put in a presence over there. It's in Mead. It's about 45 minutes away, so I'll have some driving to do. Wednesday is dentist. And yeah, you can probably tell I'm not really looking forward to this. I have to get a couple prescriptions filled before that appointment, but yeah. So, I put a post up, I think I mentioned yesterday, Patio Books is down for the upgrade. It's the only way they can figure out to get rid of the viral infestations that seem to have taken over the server. Not the only one who has to do a lawn today, I guess. It's kind of early to be mowing lawns on Saturday morning, but I suppose. I usually try to wait till at least 9 o'clock on Saturday. Oh, there it is. It's an airplane. I hear this buzzing sound over the lawnmowers, and I'm trying to find it. Seen a plane like that one. It looks like a very, it's not an ultralight, but it looks like a, almost like a hang glider with a fuselage on it. And it's going very, very slow. Somebody's hobby craft, no doubt. Anyway. So, yeah, the weigh-in this morning was disappointing. It was unchanged from 2 weeks ago. So I need to go back and start looking at portion control and making sure that I'm not eating more per portion than I think. Because the other part of it is it's, you know, we're talking very small changes, and next week I could be down 6 pounds. That would be no more valid than my not changing at all between now and 2 weeks ago. The thing is, even if my portions are off by a little bit, my diary says, you know, 1,500 to 1,800 calories a day, and the recommendation is 2,200. So even if I'm over a little bit according to the diary, it should still be pretty close to 2,200 calories a day. So we'll see, I don't know. Yesterday was a horrible day for food. It was hungry all day.
Good morning.
I was hungry all day. I couldn't eat. I didn't eat anything very much. I had my bread, peanut butter, some hummus, tomato. But when I went to fix dinner, I realized that I didn't have time to fix dinner. I had to take elder daughter over to play with her band at like 5 o'clock, and those remaining requested Subway for dinner, so more fast food. I ate a very small half a steak cheese sandwich, but there's probably enough salt in it to screw up this morning's weigh-in, so who knows. This morning, 8 o'clock on Saturday. Woohoo! There's an aspen tree that's starting to turn gold. Today's another one of those days that it feels like this walk is taking forever. Part of it, of course, is that I'm anticipating getting home. I'm looking forward to finding something to eat. I started listening to Starship Sofa, Veronica Jaguer reading in Starship Sofa. She has such a smooth delivery. It's like that old line from MASH, there's not enough O's in smooth. And the Eastern Tern, Off we go. See if I can focus and pick up pace a bit. I realize I'm walking and not talking. There's that smell of dryer sheets again. Somebody gets up and does the laundry early in the day in that house, by golly. Almost every day I walk by, I can smell it. Can't imagine it would linger around, so it must be fresh each day. Fall might be my favorite season. Fall is also the time when we went back to school. Now, we didn't go back to school until after Labor Day. Usually it was Monday following Labor Day, something like that. So it was a full month later. Of course, we didn't also didn't get out until June. Now, here my kids get out of school before Memorial Day, go back to school mid-August. But fall was in Maine was always the time to go back to school. It was harvest season and corn and morning. Trees turning colors. All but the pines and the spruces had stayed dark and green. But all of the deciduous trees would throw out a carpet of color, and then we'd get a good windstorm or a good rainstorm and they'd all be gone. We'd be down to naked limbs. There's something special about fall for me. It really wasn't that it was deer season, that it was hunting season, although I did go hunting. I never managed to shoot a deer, but I did go hunting. I did look forward to duck season. I like to go duck hunting with my father. Shot a few ducks, ate a few ducks. Mostly it was getting out in the canoe, the backwaters, bywaters, rural Maine, poking about. Fall was season of harvest, season of plenty. There was always food. There was always good food. It ended in November with Thanksgiving. And we had these huge family dinners. Maybe 18, 20 people show up. The kids' table was a tradition, and you know you were an adult when you were invited to sit at the adult table instead of the kids' table. Of course, as time went on and we got older, there were fewer adults. The older generation passed on or became too frail to travel. I think about the number of people that I never saw again after they turned 60. The age I'm going to be next month. This was a special time. I really like the fall. An Indian summer in October when we would get a beautiful 70-degree day and spectacularly blue skies against the background of the colored trees. It's quite lovely. Back in those days, we used to be able to get in the car and go for a 2-hour drive and not think too much about it. Now a 2-hour drive is a lot of gas. It was a lot of gas then, but it didn't cost as much. Probably cost more on the basis of per capita annual income than it costs me, but for some reason I'm very sensitive to it, the fact that I'm burning fuel. Different sensibilities these days. The thing we didn't get this year was corn on the cob from the farmer's market. I didn't visit the farmer's market this year at all. Today would have been the day to go. It's a Saturday. Today would be a very good day to go, but I didn't do it. There's a farm stand about 3 miles from here. We can drive over and pick up corn there regularly when it's in season. And unfortunately, I think the season has largely puttered on. Coming up to cider season again. Problem is, I can't, as much as I love cider, cider is like candy. I can't eat it. I can't drink. I can have a little. Yesterday I had 10 ounces of cider. That was in place of a piece of fruit. And I probably should have had it in place of 2 pieces of fruit, just because there's so much sugar in the juices that they kind of count double. But apple season's coming. Peach season's pretty much gone by. I've had a few peaches, local grown peaches. I haven't been able to have many because I'm only allowed 2 pieces of fruit a day. And they go quickly when they're in the house. So I either bring them home and eat one or I don't get one. The fence looks good. Guys did a good job putting the new posts in. Couple of places where there's paling out of line. The uprights isn't quite even, but it's not falling over. And the gate latch itself is fixed. I need to fix the other one. Saw an inch off the bottom so it's not constantly scrubbing the dirt. Also need to get one of those little braces things so I can pick it up so it's level where it's supposed to be. And here I am, at the back gate, one more time. This poor lawn needs to be mowed so bad. I can't do it right now because it's soaked. I'll never get a mower through it. Oh well, tomorrow's another day, and I'll talk to you then.